Trustee Nancy Bingham says it makes sense to bring in Mike Miles sooner than later. With nearly 160,000 students here, Dallas is a much larger district than Miles's 11,000 student Colorado Springs district.
He does want to come in and start planning and getting ready. And so it would be like he was a consultant. You'd pay him on a per day basis.
Board members approved a contract that not only pays Miles $300,000 a year for the next 3 years, but $1,000 a day to work up to 15 days before July. He already knows about working under separate contracts. While superintendent in Colorado, he consulted on the side, advising districts on curriculum alignment, organizational effectiveness, and acting as a motivational speaker. Trustee Bingham and others said they had no problem with Miles continuing his outside consulting and saw possible benefits. But Trustee Mike Morath says not everyone agreed with Bingham.
I do recognize that it's a potential point of friction and also a potential distraction. So if I was completely confident that we could avoid it as a distraction, then I wouldn't have much concern. But there's a very easy way to eliminate it as a point of distraction, and that's just to ban it outright.
And that's what the board has done. Except for 4 days in July, when Miles will not be paid by the district, he will no longer consult. Currently, at least one other North Texas district has that policy. In 2004, when then-DISD Superintendent Mike Moses consulted for a firm that worked for the district, he was forced to stop consulting with that firm. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.